6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and I don't know where you are, but I'm sitting in the middle of an ice storm, and we're still operational, believe it or not. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. This is Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. That's right. We just keep advancing. Some of you still writing 2021 on your checks. Well, you'll get used to it. Don't worry. We are in the next year. It is the new year. And speaking of Power Mall, we've got 10% off Global Healing Products. We had Dr. Edward Group on, as a matter of fact, just recently talking about this stuff called Supercharged C60 Carbon. And this is the stuff that if you've taken the jab, he claims this stuff will get rid of whatever was in that jab. It will flush it out of your system. We're doing pre-orders for that. We're not actually carrying it yet. We want to find out exactly how many people want this. It's rather pricey. You need to call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, and talk to them. We're still lifting up Power Hour J, whose mother-in-law passed away here just recently, and she's dealing with that. So Catherine, Jason, probably manning the phones still. Just, you know, we could use your prayers over there. If you could say a little something, something. You know, God's listening, believe it or not. And that's a good thing. So anything to help bring calm to the situation. Because I know, you know, funerals are just real intense things, especially for the family, the immediate family. So 10% off Global Healing Products, 10% off North American Urban Spice. We just had Stephen Harkins on. The 10% off Lamb Cream and Miracle Skin Heal on PF. Ron Sally's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour to talk about that. 10% off Strauss Naturals, 20% off Living Streams 2-Ounce Probiotic, 20% off the Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renature 60-Count Caps, 30% off Essential Digestive Plus and the BOGO for Tranquil, still ongoing, buy one, get one free while supplies last. And, of course, those of you maybe also listening to us live on 6.160 shortwave, that's megahertz for those of you out there. That particular station broadcasts out of Maine. And because I looked them up, WBCR, broadcast out of Maine. And so we're on 6.160 from January 31st through February 24th. And we'd like for you to give us your feedback if you're listening on shortwave. We're live streaming there. We would like to continue to do that on a regular basis. We will be keeping 7.490 for replay, but we're looking at expanding our live show online presence by shortwave. And so 6.160, we started January 31st. We're ending it on February 24th. It's kind of a test. And so if you've got any feedback, you can hit us up with an email at support@thepowerhour.com or give us a call at the Power Mall number. Hit option 2, let us know. Or you can call me up, 844-769-2944. If you happen to be listening online at 11:09 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. And if you happen to look at your watch and say, well, wait a minute, I'm an hour later. It's actually 12:09 in the East Coast. Well, you're still in my time slot. You're just an hour later. So you get to still get on the phone and call me at 844-769-2944 if you got something on your mind you want to talk about. We also have, and you've probably seen him if you've been surfing the net a lot, Alex Newman will be joining us on the noon hour. He has a video out called Rescuing Our Children. This is some pretty scary stuff that's going on right now, considering all of the garbage that is going on right now with these woke educational systems. We're going to get into major detail on that, and I've got some serious questions to talk to Alex about. I've seen him before on Stu Peters and multiple podcasts, and he's going to be joining us today. If you've got comments about education, if you're a homeschool mom, and you want to talk about the advantages of homeschooling and sharing those ideas and thoughts, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with kids in school that would like to hear your input. Because until you've homeschooled a kid, like I have, you don't know what you're missing. And how valuable it is as a teaching tool, not just for the child, but the parents learn an awful lot too. It's a good thing. Moving on to news of the world. There is a video that we're going to be sharing with you on your email blast coming up. I just got a chance to watch it. It's 3 minutes and 50 seconds long. They put police at the Alberta-Canada-Montana border at a crossing there as the truckers are jamming up the roadway so people can't get through. on both sides. And the police are out there. They've got barricades set up to keep people from joining the blockade. However, the farmers up there in Canada, A, are driving around the police barricades and literally in ditches, but they've got these giant tractors with these big wheels that can navigate in a lot of places that most of us cannot, and they're dragging heavy equipment with them, and they are literally going around the police barricades, honking at them. I would suspect they're probably flipping them the bird, too, as they go by. Maybe not. Maybe they're going to be nice. Maybe they're giving them the peace sign. Who knows? You know, let's think of good things and wish them well as they join the freedom convoy. So, yeah, we can only hope, right? The truckers from the convoy to DC 22, America is next. The New American is reporting, following the lead of their Canadian freedom-loving colleagues, American truckers are getting it together, and they put a Facebook convoy to DC 2022. There is probably over 120,000 people viewing that. They're calling on all truckers to join forces against government overreach in the land of the free. And so, you know, it's been announced over the weekend by the administrator, Brian Von D, that they are moving forward with this thing. And so they're not exactly saying when the convoy is going to start. I'm assuming they don't want to let the cat out of the bag so that they don't get usurped by people that are having a problem. But the thing is with Facebook, Facebook banned the trucker convoy. You see how that works? And so what the trucker convoy did for America is, or Canada rather, is they went to Gab and they got trucker convoy 2022. That's Gab, gab.com/truckerconvoy2022. And on there, there is a flag on there. Well, it's actually a Canadian maple leaf and it basically says F Trudeau on it. And it's got a picture of Trudeau, but it's got F. Trudeau on a sign hanging on somebody's house, and the U is substituted with the maple leaf. You can get a picture of that. They are really fighting back, folks, and Trudeau is hiding, blaming COVID. He's isolating. The man is a wuss. He doesn't want to face the people. He doesn't want to understand. You know, he likes, once they get this power, folks, that's all they care about. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Remember that? British Lord Acton coined that slogan way back when? And the thing is, when they start grabbing power, their morals decline. That was also part of Lord Acton's diatribe. And they're backed up in Ottawa, Canada, like crazy. And the Ottawa police chief, Peter Scully, or Slowly, rather, gave a briefing stating that, well, we might have to call in the military to help quell this Freedom Convoy trucker protest. The defense ministry responded to that, saying they had no plans to get involved. Maybe there are people in the defense ministry that agree with what the truckers are doing, and they're saying, look, as long as this hasn't turned into a full-scale civil war, we're not getting involved. We're not wasting our time. Just let them do their thing. Eventually, they'll go away. I'm not sure that they will, folks. I think they want to talk to their premier, Justin Trudeau. I think they want to have a face-to-face with him, and I'll bet you that if he were to show up on a public microphone out in the square, they would boo him into eternity because they want their freedom. We still have ours here in the state. Biden has revealed the ISIS leader was removed in recent U.S. op in Syria. That remains to be seen. You remember the last time they said that they got rid of some ISIS and Taliban people ended up killing a family, including seven kids. Yeah. And you see, here's something that Biden is trying to take credit for, trying to take out Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the leader of ISIS. Well, we don't have proof of that yet. We're here. They're there. And supposedly it was near the border with Turkey. And the locals, of course, told the AP about the operation. But here's the thing. We don't have any proof. Have no proof. Take it with a grain of salt. Biden is trying to recover from these dismal ratings he's gotten because of all of his other failed policies he's got. And so even civilians are telling CNN that this happened. But until we have proof, they're saying at least 13 people were killed in clashes that took place during the raid, before and after. 6 children, 4 women. What are they doing, using them as barricades now? There were no U.S. casualties, according to the Pentagon. However, again, you know, they tried to make themselves look good over in Afghanistan, taking out that convoy, which turned out to be women and kids, families, not what they said they were. It was not some ISIS. It wasn't, you know, the relative of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi that Trump took out in 2019. We have no proof. All they can flash his picture up on the screen on mainstream media as much as they want to in an attempt to make Biden look great. We're still asking ourselves, where is Osama bin Laden's body? They claim they dumped it at sea. Why did they do that? How do we know he's not still alive and this whole thing is nothing but a charade? How do we know the Saudi government didn't pad the pockets of these officials, including Obama? How do we know they haven't padded their pockets to keep Osama alive, that he really wasn't killed? How do we know that people haven't been paid to keep quiet? I mean, here we have a military captain, Navy captain, pleading guilty to accepting nearly $68,000 in bribes from foreign defense contractors. What is to stop them from bribing other officials to get the same thing accomplished? I mean, you hear you've got laptops from hell, Miranda Devine's new book. You have somebody walking into a computer repair shop with 3 laptops, and boy, I swear it was Hunter Biden. And he's out there taking all sorts of money, and Daddy Joe's getting a bunch of it. So you got to wonder why these people haven't been prosecuted yet. Why? Because they're still in power. You have a Congress that is controlled by the Democratic Party. Well, they're not about to impeach their own leader because they get to run amok as long as he's still in the White House. I mean, I'm just looking at the logical rationale here in my commentary as I'm talking about this news. And now the White House, according to Jen Psaki, and, you know, half the stuff that's coming out of this woman's mouth is chicken poop. She says the U.S. is no longer using the word imminent as far as the Ukraine invasion by Russia. Huh. Basically because Ukraine has told Biden to zip it. Zip the lip, buddy. We're tired of you sitting there poking the hornet's nest. That's Putin, by the way, for those of you who don't know who the hornet's nest is. You're sitting there trying to antagonize the Russian premier, and now you're, you know, excuse me. I mean, he's made a mess. Little incursion. Not a good plan. The Epoch Times is reporting the UK government yesterday unveiled its blueprint to level up underdeveloped parts of the country. Prime Minister Boris Johnson appears to have a major battle going on to retain confidence in his premiership. This new white paper sets out a 10-year plan, including shifting powers to England's local authorities, improving physical and digital connectivity, increasing home ownership, tackling crime, and boosting education, training, and investment across the country. Johnson is facing a prospect of a vote of no confidence after senior civil servant Sue Gray found failures of leadership and judgment by parts of number 10 in the cabinet office in her inquiry into the alleged lockdown breaching parties in Downing Street. Oh, yes. Remember those parties? Nobody's wearing masks. It's like, do as I say, not as I do. Yep. 20 people at least are dead in Buenos Aires, Argentina. 74 more are seriously injured and hospitalized after taking an adulterated substance believed to be cocaine laced with something. Sold in Puerta 8, a poor neighborhood in the North Buenos Aires suburb of San Martin. Experts were still analyzing the dope. Do you wonder what they're doing? You know, I just, you know, it's like, hey, we found some really good pot. Well, officials are analyzing it now. Hold on. Here. Yeah, how are they analyzing it? We don't know. See, a lot of this stuff, you know, we know that if they're reporting it, this is RT, by the way, that's talking about this, you know, there might be some merit of truth to it. We know that fentanyl is roaming crazy. Here's the thing. Argentina, Uruguay and the United States are the three biggest consumer countries of cocaine. Believe it or not. Dozens, and we're saying 24 women and two men, were fatally electrocuted after a power line snapped over a city market in the in Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. That happened yesterday. This power cable snapped due to bad weather, fell in a market and the housing below. Sad but true. RT is also reporting that people may have to pay twice as much for gas and electricity after the regulator lifts the cap on energy bills. The UK's Office of Gas and Electricity Markets, Ofgem, is lifting the price cap for domestic energy bills by 54%. I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel so bad, but, you know, everybody's suffering from this. And a lot of it has to do with the policy decisions of these countries, like the United States, shutting down our pipeline, letting Russia have their pipeline. Kind of nutty out there. A Czech court, according to Breitbart, the Supreme Administrative Court of the Czech Republic has ordered the abolition of vaccine passports for restaurants, hotels, and other venues, arguing the measure is tantamount to vaccination coercion and therefore is not legal. The court's given the Czech government 7 days to reply to the ruling once that period expires. Moving stateside, as quickly as we can before we bring Ron Sally on. White Coat Waste Project has obtained documents through the Freedom of Information Act. I told you how valuable that was. Well, guess what's happening? And this is why it's all offshore. Believe it or not, they have obtained documents disclosing that the NIH, your own National Institute of Health, which is itself, and the National Institute of Drug Abuse, part of the NIH, spent $2.3 million of your funds to keep beagle puppies infused with an experimental compounds of drugs that included cocaine. And I don't want to alarm you, but we are going to post a picture where these beagles are laying on a table and they have their heads inside of a tent and they're loaded up with cocaine. They're being forced fed an experimental drug allowing sand flies to eat their heads alive. This, and if they were to do this in America, this, thank God, this is not in America that they're doing this. And you'll read about that in the story. They're all being filmed to see if they have any adverse reactions. Well, duh. You know, here they are. We told you about the fact that they were debarking beagles by cutting their vocal cords so they couldn't bark, howl, or cry during these drug experiments they were doing that Fauci was involved in. You wonder how mad these people are? They're doing it with your tax dollars, and I'm wondering why they are still in power and not strung up. If anybody was doing this, you, me, or the lamppost, if they were doing this here and they were doing experiments like that, we would be in prison for animal abuse. It's a felony. Oh, but it's okay in the name of science, isn't it? And if you live near Winston-Salem, North Carolina, I kind of feel a little sorry for you because right now, 6,500 people are being evacuated as a smoldering fertilizer plant might explode near thousands of homes. It's on fire right now. Fire trucks patrolled the evac area early Tuesday, as early as Tuesday, blowing horns and loudspeakers telling people to get out. The Weaver Fertilizer Company in North Winston-Salem is basically on fire, and that stuff is, you know, how volatile that is, especially that 34-ONO ammonium nitrate. That's the stuff they use to make, or they used to make, the truck bomb that went off outside Oklahoma City. Just so you know, a lot of these people use them to make recipe with. And that's why they keep a very close eye on 34-ONO fertilizer and who buys it. Yes, it's very good in the ground, but, you know, so is chicken poop. You don't see people blowing up buildings with chicken poop, do you? Now, got to have something a little more concentrated. That's why the government keeps an eye on it. Schools, by the way, we focus on education. Here's a real problem, and I mean, there's a lot to talk about here, which is one of the reasons I'm glad we have Alex Newman on the show. The BLM Week of Action is being promulgated in the school. This began January 31st. Public school districts from Boston to Seattle are teaching lessons that correspond to core BLM values, such as diversity and globalism, trans-affirming, queer-affirming, and collective value. 13 Black Lives Matter guiding principles, including a call for black villages, which is the disruption of Western nuclear family dynamics and a return to the collective village where everybody takes care of each other and a commitment to dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift black trans folk. Well, gee, I'm surprised they're not teaching how to embezzle $60 million, run away with the goods so the IRS can't find whoever's in charge while all the BLM leaders who took all these $60 million in donations from people are out buying big lavish real estate and buildings in Canada formerly owned by the Communist Party. Would you please explain to me the logic of this? This is all uncovered, the stuff that they're teaching your kids by Parents Defending Education. Literally, one of the school districts embracing the BLM agenda is the Denver Public Schools. PDE, the Parents Defending Education, noted Denver Centennial Elementary School, which shared their excitement about this year's Week of Action not long ago, stirred up controversy because of Families of Color Playground Night, an event many saw as racial segregation. Folks, America is not a racist country. We all are on equal footing here if we want to grow. In fact, there's been several articles about black students and kids, college-age kids, that are having a difficult time getting a job. So you know what they did with their skills? They used their skills and set up their own marketing firm, and they are doing very well. I say bravo to you. You are actually proving my point. And Larry Elder's point, and other people that I know and love that I've donated to their campaigns, knowing that they're right on. We're going to have Ron Sally joining us after the break. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Going to be talking about the Miracle Skin products after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. LivingStream's probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your LivingStream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and LivingStream's probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with LivingStream's probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. LivingStream's probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, those of you who have not subscribed to our email blast, please go to thepowerhour.com and sign up, because you're going to be missing all of the news and all the interviews and everything that we actually archive for you, so that you can have complete access by the day. And if you have internet access, just go to thepowerhour.com and subscribe. It's that easy. We have a lot of people doing it. It's always good. And you can hear and get an education about a lot of different things. I'm in the middle of an ice storm, but Ron Sally is sitting down in Florida with 82 degree temps and sunshine with a little bit of breeze blowing in off the Gulf. And I don't know whether to be jealous, but, you know, the thing is, having left the state of Florida and living in the middle of, winter storm Landon, they get a name for everything these days. Miracle Skin products continue to exist on the Power Mall, and that's one of the reasons why. And Ron Sally, apparently the creator of Miracle Skin Creams and Lotions, has some new stories to tell, apparently. And my wife, by the way, I've got a story. I'm going to jump the gun here. She cut her finger, Ron, and she put the Helon PF on the finger, and she says, well, what do you think? Is it going away? I couldn't even find the wound. I had to look really hard to find the wound. It was clearing it up that well. So there's another story for you, Ron. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, we get some incredible reports back off of these products. I'm so pleased with them.
Well, you got another one. So tell me about these new stories. What's going on?
Okay, well, first of all, in regards to the Helon PF, it's just perfect for burns, cuts, scrapes. I mean, there's nothing that can compete with it. There's nothing out there. But where we've had really good success is with doctors that have patients that have diabetic wounds that they just don't heal very well. And they send them home with this Helon and have them put them on the diabetic wounds. And it heals these diabetic wounds. I mean, it heals from the bottom to the top. And just it's incredible stuff. We're so proud of this stuff, especially for just helping people that have not a lot of hope.
That's
and
for
as far
sure.
And beyond that, cats and dogs are constantly getting into fights, and people put the Helon on the marks where the wounds, I guess I should say, of the dogs and the cats. But also they put it on their dogs' and cats' pads on their feet, because they're always getting torn up or scraped or something like that, and it just heals them up.
Wow. Well, see, and the thing is, you extracted the good stuff from herbs traditionally. And you used to use heat? How's that work?
Well, we do it with a cold process, and that was still way back there. This is impossible. You can't do it, but we did it. And our products don't bring any outside chemicals in it. Everything is all natural, but it's done at very, very low temp, so there's hardly any heat involved in the thing. And we just come up with a perfect product. We couldn't do it by ourselves. I mean, this is just a gift from God, let's face it. I'm not that smart.
Well, smart enough to create something that works.
Well, smart enough to listen.
Well, I mean, and the thing is that you went through a lot, I mean, years and years of research to come up with Lamb Cream and Miracle Skin Helon PF, which we have a 10% off sale this week on the Power Mall. And so for those of you that want to order, you can go to thepowermall.com, or you can call 877-817-9829 and put an order in there. Here's the thing, because Power Hour J is, you know, dealing with some family issues, obviously. We told you about that before. You had the option of leaving a message, or maybe Catherine, Jason, somebody that's handling or manning the phones over there, will be able to take your order. And, you know, if you've got a story to tell, if it's a reorder, or you're buying some for somebody else, which is what a lot of people do. And you can always call us at 844-769-2944 if you have a story to tell about how the Miracle Skin Creams and Lotions, the Miracle Skin Helon PF, and the Lamb Cream work for you. So, Ron, as far as these herbs, and, I mean, how many years did it take you to come up with this?
Oh, many, many years. A lot of trials and error with the Helon, but now with the Lamb Cream, that was totally different. I'll tell you about that a little later. But the Helon took a lot of research and development, try this, try that, different combinations and different amounts, and finally came up with the final formulation that we use today. And it's just, it's incredible stuff. It's all natural. It's just perfect. There's no other word for it. And we've had a lot of people tell us that they've used, women, of course, that after their baby's born, they put the Helon or the Lamb Cream on those stretch marks, and they're diminished tremendously. So there's a lot of areas that we can go to with these products. I'm not comfortable talking about stretch marks, but it works. But I have to tell you this story, and this is really funny. I'm standing in my dining room, and we've got a dining room table that's, I guess, about 7 feet long and maybe almost 3 feet wide. And it's either walnut or mahogany. I don't know what, it's a dark wood. Anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I was sitting at the table, and I spilled some Helon on the table, just about a quarter spot. And I thought, oh, well, I'm in trouble now. So I grabbed one of the paper napkins off the table, and I started spreading it around so I could get it cleaned up. And the more I spread it, the better the wood looked. I covered the whole table, and my wife came home, and she said, "Great Scott, what'd you do to the table? It looks fantastic." I said, "Oh, I found some stuff under the sink, some furniture pots." Ah. I didn't dare till I spilled Helon on it. But I promise you, I'm looking at it now, and the salt and pepper shakers, other things that are on the table, when you look at them, there's such a depth reflection from those items into the wood. It's just phenomenal, and I just stumbled into it.
Amazing. And I'm wondering, folks, I mean, unless you, I mean, I know that Helon PF because I have a little bottle of it. You spilled a little bottle about a quarter size, and then you proceeded. Did you use the entire bottle of Helon PF to do your table?
Oh, Lord, no. I used about the size of a quarter. When it,
oh, boy.
When the Helon spread out, it was about the size of a quarter.
And so you just took a paper towel and rubbed it all around with that much Helon on it, and it did that.
Absolutely. And it was I guess it was at least a foot square, maybe more. But the more I rubbed it, the better it looked. I said, "Great, Scott.
Wow.
She's going to love it." But I didn't dare tell her what I put on there. I never would have lived it down because it's taboo. Taboo. Just stay out of
the table. Well, you can imagine. I understand that, but see, the thing is you've got these organic herbals, botanicals, oils, and emollients that help restore the body's healing chemistry. And so why wouldn't they, because of the fact that, you know, we're, like Dr. Edward Group explained on our show the other day, our bodies are made up of a lot of carbon. I mean, that's what this table is, a lot of carbon. I would think that anything that would be a healing property for human beings would also, obviously it did, in your case, show itself to be beneficial to inanimate objects as well that at one time were living things.
Well, I agree with it, but I would never have thought to put Helon on this wood table. Not now.
You didn't. But you didn't do that intentionally. That was an accident, but you found out. I mean, that just teaches us all sorts of something. And folks, I don't know. I'm not recommending that you get your bottle of Helon that you're using on bed sores and blisters and cuts and various other things that we've been getting kudos and accolades on, and go around polishing your furniture with it. If you're going to call the Power Mall and you're going to order, you know, 3 or 4 bottles of it, then that might be a different thing, right, Ron?
Right, but it takes such a small amount to cover such a big area on that wood. I have to tell you, a little quarter size will cover a huge area, and it just works perfectly. In fact, I did some this morning. I put a little spot just to, you know, make sure that I was going to be able to tell you the truth. It looks great.
That's wild. And everything just kind of like reflects off of it. No, that's a must look like a really nice looking table.
Oh, absolutely.
So this, So you can use this on babies for diaper rash, is that right?
Oh, absolutely, for sure. It helps tremendously with diaper rash.
Okay, a nice short answer, unless you want to try it. Toe fungus, hemorrhoids. Now, this is for topical use, right?
Absolutely.
And for hemorrhoids, obviously, that's topical, but you're applying that with what, like a cotton ball or Kleenex or toilet paper, or what are you doing?
Into the fingertip.
Interesting. All right. So you got to get up close and personal. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poison ivy, oak and sumac, insect bites. Well, I know about the insect bites because both of us have had spider bites and put the PF on it. And it's amazing that literally the itch stops in short order and it heals up because you know how those things can fester. I've yet, though, to see, and Ron, you may have some experience with this, you know those little pesky brown recluse spiders that cause necrosis of the skin?
Right.
Have you ever had the Helon used on one of those?
Well, I'll send you the before and after photos that I have from a dermatologist up the road in Fort Myers, which is about 30 miles north of Naples. Right. And he had a young girl come in, and she had a brown recluse spider bite on her cheek, about the size of a 50-cent piece, maybe a little bigger. And a really beautiful girl, and she was so fearful she was going to be disfigured for the rest of her life. He said, I didn't know what to give her exactly. He said, I just sent her home with some Helon and told her to try it. And she came, and he said, come back in 1 week. And she came back in a week, and it was now a dime size. And he took another photo and came back another week, and that thing was gone. I said, where's the first photo where it's the size of a silver dollar? And it was death quiet on the phone. He said, Ron, I didn't take it. I didn't know this stuff could work like that. So I'll send you the pictures of this really pretty lady with the brown recluse spider bite diminished down to nothing.
That is amazing. Yeah, you can send them. I mean, I would love to post some of these things, support@thepowermall.com. And I would love to post some of these things online because, I mean, it's incredible when you've got proof like that because that stuff is the venom is necrotic. It starts eating away at the skin if you don't do anything about it. I've seen it on certain people, and it is just awful what it becomes if you don't take care of it. Much like the same in treating COVID, if you don't take care of it when it happens, when you first find out about it, it gets worse. So the Miracle Skin International TM formulation of all natural products on this cold extraction process. LAM means like a miracle. That's why we call it that. And so what do you use that for?
We put that on just about anything. It's arthritic pain, joint pain, things. And also when women, after they have the baby, put it on stretch marks. But something that I found out, and I'm just jumping up and down to tell you about this. Not that long ago, I was in my bathroom and my wife walked by. And she said, let me trim your hair. So she cut the back of my hair off on my neck and threw it in the sink. And she said, oh, great Scott. I said, oh, Lord, what is it? She said, it's your hair. I said, what's the matter with my hair? She said, it's not white anymore. I said, what is? She said, it's blonde. I'm standing here this minute telling you my hair is blonde like when I was 20 years old. I've used that LAM cream every day when I get out of the shower, and I use about a quarter, at the most, quarter teaspoon. After I towel my hair damp, I scrub it and rub that into my scalp and just all over my hair. And my hair looks great. I promise you, I'm just delighted with it.
Okay, so we're not promoting the fact that blondes have more fun, but your wife was.
I do.
your wife was just talking to you. Well,
I never dreamt in a thousand years it would make my hair change color, and this is from the roots out, and the texture is different. The texture is just more manageable.
That is wild. Now, see, there's a lot of stories that you have to tell, but I have a feeling that our callers are responding here. Helen in Kansas, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What say you? You have a story to tell?
First, I want to say I go way back with Joyce Riley. And I want to say, Dave Krieger, you are doing a fantastic job with this radio show. I love your energy. I love your made-up words and names for things. It goes from
the made-up words.
It's wonderful. Anyway, a while ago, and I've sent pictures of before and after to Catherine, so she has this. I suffer with migraines, and I use these little medicated pads on my forehead. Well, I think I either got a bad one or I left it on there too long, but my forehead started burning, and it was turning red. I didn't know what it was. I was using all kind of stuff, and I was talking to Jay about it, and she said, have you tried the lamb cream or the Helon? And I went, oh, my God, why didn't I just do that? I went and got that. I put that on, and it cooled down the burning and the itching and all of that. And a couple weeks later, it was all gone. It just was like a miracle came true. It was wonderful. Just, it's a wonderful product.
Does that only work for Jayhawks?
Excuse me?
I said, does that only work for Jayhawks? Private joke.
I went to KU. It's all right. You can make jokes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I love your products. I have the lamb cream as well, but the Helon is the miracle worker for me.
Well, and that's wonderful, you. Helen. I appreciate that, and I appreciate
it.
You. I appreciate you, Helen. Thank you so much for calling up.
Thank you
that's
so much.
Absolutely wonderful. Are you getting a lot of snow in Kansas?
Day.
Are you getting a lot of snow up there? Are you getting a lot of snow up there?
We're sitting with 6 inches of snow on the ground here.
6 inches. Okay. I don't feel so bad. We just have a quarter inch of ice and you got 6 inches of snow. I don't know. Maybe I'd rather have the 6 inches of snow than the ice, but that's okay. You have a great day.
We got ice underneath it, so don't wish for that.
That's not good. I won't. All right. Thank you so much. Wow. Any other stories out there? 844-769-2944. Is the number to call if you've got a story you want to tell. I love it when people call in, Ron. That speaks volumes for what your products do.
Oh, absolutely. And I also have to tell you this. We've got a lot of chefs here in Naples, Florida. They keep the Helon in the kitchen. If they get really bad cuts or burns, especially the burns, they'll put a piece of ice on that burn and then the Helon, and in 10 minutes, that's the end of the burn. And if they get a real bad cut, they put the Helon in the cut and tape it, and within a day or two, it's hard to find where that thing was cut. But the chefs just love it. And we love the chefs, and we get all kind of, we don't get applause, but it's close to that when we go into these restaurants.
That is amazing.
We just like helping people. Just love helping people.
That's exactly what we're all about, Ron, and we appreciate you. And Dave, where are we at here? Where's Dave from? Dave, where are you from?
I'm David from Iowa.
From Iowa. How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Ron, I love Helon. I've been using that product for 10 years or better. It's amazing. I've never seen anything heal like that. I do have one small complaint. The container is a little messy. Pardon?
It's what?
The container is a little messy. After you have it off, and it gets kind of messy around the top there. And I wish it had a container that wasn't quite as messy.
I wouldn't know what to change it to, because when it comes out that nozzle, you're going to get some of the product on the nozzle. You know, whatever fitting you have to put on the bottle for the product to go through, that's something we just probably can't eliminate.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
Get a little bit off, take your fingertips and get a little off the nozzle and put it someplace.
Or I do that, or I even stick my finger in the cap
and
take it out of the cap. I'm not complaining about the quality. It's awesome. That's the only thing I was wondering about. That's okay. Thank you. That's all I got.
Can't change that.
Yeah, that's one of those things. But, I mean, at least, you know, Dave, you're enjoying the Helon, and that's a good thing because we're using it here, and we absolutely love it. So, you know, anybody that gets cuts, bruises, burns, or anything like that, I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful for that. And, we have nothing. We have all great things to say about it. And I generally, what I do is I keep the PF container upright and I put it in an area where it can't be dumped over. That way none of it leaks out into the cap. And so when I take it off, you know, I obviously you don't have to shake it first, but you know, when I take the cap off, basically, I would think that maybe to help control some of that, put it on a Kleenex or paper towel or something that you can use to apply in a different area and then just squeeze out what drop you need. But my wife just absolutely loves the stuff because she's gotten rid of it at least one spider bite and a couple of cuts since we've got this stuff, and we absolutely love it, too. So we appreciate you calling in, Dave. Thanks so much, and I wish there was a better way to formulate in one of these, you know, kind of bottles that only gives you a drop at a time, Ron. But unfortunately, I mean, everybody's loving it. That's the first I've heard that the bottle was an issue, but you're right about that. You can you just put your finger in the cap and put it elsewhere.
Yeah, I've never
heard of it. Just don't squeeze it upright. Basically, and then when you take the cap off too, another thing is just let the drop come out of the cap rather than try to squeeze it, because that's how it gets, you know, all messy, because you're trying to get stuff out of there,
sure,
you know, too quick. That would be one way I'd probably try to get around it. But, no, I mean, it's a good comment. We appreciate that, because if Dave and I was having that sort of issue, maybe, other people are having it as well. And so, you know, we like to use our stuff sparingly. And my wife, what she just told me is that she only basically just allows a drop to come out on its own. That way you're not squirting it all over the place and making a mess, but not like you did with your dining room table. But I will keep that in mind when we get our furniture in. I'll be sure to put it on mine, because I got a table about the same size as yours. So we'll see how that works.
Okay, another thing I can tell you, there's a lot of firefighters here in Naples that carry this Helon with them. And, of course, they're always getting burned or scraped. Something always happens to the firefighters. And
sure,
they've had great, great success with this stuff. And we're so
right,
pleased
now,
to give it to them.
And yeah, now you have a – that's good. I'm glad that you're doing a community service, and we appreciate that. Power Hour Miracle Skin Testimonies, we are actually posting a little Google Drive, if you dare to open it, and you can read all the different testimonies from people that are using this product. Tom in Michigan, are you using one of those two Miracle Skin creams and lotions?
Yeah, I've been using Helon, and you know, I was kind of wondering about the shelf life, and I've had mine for at least 3 years, and it's still working. So that's a good thing. I get dry, cracked skin on my thumbs. I guess it in the winter because it's so cold and dry, and real painful. You know, deep cracks. I put that Helon on there, and it stings a little bit when I put it on there, and I rub it in kind of, and then in the morning the pain's gone and it's healed up a lot. You know, the thing is then it doesn't hurt, so I don't put any more on. So then, you know, a few days later, or you know, later on, I have to put some more on. But yeah, it's been working real good, and seems to have a great shelf life. I agree with the other guy. It does seem like the bottle, it does kind of want to creep out of the bottle and get into the cap. But I've used the stuff that, you know, that kind of creeps out into the cap, and it, you know, it's good. I put a little BB in there to, you know, so when I shake it up, it says to shake it, you know, to make sure that there's something in there to agitate it. But that's all, you know. So, good stuff.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, we appreciate that, Tom. Thanks for your call. So what do you think, Ron? That's two right now that fidgeting with the cap.
Well, we can't change anything. I can't put a BB in there. We're not going to go to that. It's not an expense, but just that trouble.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what it. Yeah, what's it doing to the BB? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I don't know.
Make it
grow.
Shines it up. Yeah,
it's hard to tell. But if they just use a cotton tip, you know, one of those little cotton tip jobbies to get it out of the cap, that would be probably the best thing to do. I've never heard of a problem. And talking about shelf life, this will knock you out. Way back there when I was in Colorado, we were dealing with a pharmaceutical company that's not in business anymore. But they were selling our Helon like mad, and we let them put their own private label on it. But they had to keep a retained sample for FDA. They just kept it. That was the rules. So we found some Helon years later, and we checked it out, and it was exactly perfect as to the day we made it, a little darker, but that was 17 years. So people say, what's a shelf life? I said, you truly don't want to know.
Oh, my. Yeah, but the thing is
it was still perfect.
Still works.
Yeah, but it was darker. That was the only difference.
Now,
we tried it on a lot of things.
Yeah, what would you attribute that to? Like oxygen exposure or what? I mean, what would darken it like that?
I have no clue. Oxygen can't get into a closed cap. I mean, a closed container, it just can't.
That's true.
I don't know what caused it.
Wow. But it's amazing. It still works. And see, folks, that's what this is all about. And that's why we have Ron, Sally, and others on our show to explain how it works. We appreciate Helen, Dave, and Tom for calling in and letting us know what they think about it. cap or no cap, the stuff still works and it's great. Ron Sally, we appreciate your time. We're just about at the end of our segment here, and we thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy that Florida weather, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you much. And we'll have Power Hour Miracle Skin testimonies in the email blast. If you need a little bit more convincing to get this stuff, you can get it at the Power Mall, 10% off this week. So if you think you're even getting close to running out, now would be the time to jump on that. And by the way, we have the little happy 2022. Don't forget that little promotion that's going on. Happy 2022. And that will get you extra discounts on your orders. So just to let you know, this is what we do because that's how we stay afloat. And we appreciate your support and everything that you do for us. And we want to try to do everything for you as well by keeping you informed as to what is going on all around our country and the globe as well. We are going to be, after the break, having Alex Newman come on. We're going to be talking about what the left is trying to do to your nuclear family. It is so sad with the stuff that, you know, when you look at all of what BLM has done, they won't answer basic questions about their finance or their operations. I mean, $60 million, where did it go other than Patrice Cullors' real estate? Went somewhere, bought a former Communist Party house in Canada. Where'd the rest of it go? We'll be back to talk to Alex Newman, who is a contributor to The New American, right after the break. This is going to be a good interview, folks, and we want your input. 844-769-2944. Get your finger on the dial and get ready to call in after the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.